Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Fox's Laura Ingraham Schiff needs to recuse himself from the impeachment inquiry.
Adam Schiff needs to tell us, what did he know, when did he know it, and how many times did he lie to us in the process?
A spokesperson for Schiff says at no time did the committee review the complaint in advance, but instead directed the whistleblower to contact the inspector general.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Trump administration will impose tariffs on $7.5 billion in European Union goods over EU subsidies for Airbus, giving it an unfair advantage over the American plane maker Boeing. Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox Business Network it's meant to
force the European Union to engage in fair and reciprocal trade with respect to their aircraft industry.
America's listening to Fox News.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are still looking for a second suspect involved in an altercation with an officer. The officer is okay after shots were fired during that scuffle at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard. Police say the officer first approached the suspect as they were trying to steal merchandise from the store. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed the state's first vaping-related death. They have only said that a man in East Alabama died. This recent death now adds to the 12 other confirmed vaping-related deaths in 10 other states. And it took just 5 minutes for Lead Academy's board to meet last night and terminate Dr. Nicole Ivey, the charter school's first principal. School officials say the search for a replacement begins immediately. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
And the drought goes on. In fact, I just posted the new drought monitor map. It's very colorful, but that's not a good thing when you're talking about the drought monitor map.
No.
It comes out every Thursday, and we'll be talking about it on TV tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32. So if you didn't get a chance to see it, I'll show it then. Meanwhile, record heat continues. 99 yesterday, 99 today, and that'll easily break the record of 94. That'll be a piece of cake from 1959. The low tonight, 72. Tomorrow's high, 99. Saturday's high, 96. So just down a notch. I think we're done with the record highs by tomorrow. But then the rain chances are not quite zero, but we'll say 20% or less tomorrow and Saturday. And some widely scattered storms, we hope, on Sunday. Sunday's high, 91. Then the big day is Monday. The big day is Monday, because that's when the cool front moves into the state. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of it. We hope the showers make it into central Alabama. And then behind it on Tuesday, oh my God, so nice. It'll feel like it's fall.
Actually, well, feel like it's fall?
It is fall.
Wow.
Yeah. A high of 81 and a low of 60 at night, and a string of days like that, just sparkling blue skies. That's coming. That's 4 days away, folks. Right now, this morning, we have 82 degrees already. Calm winds. It's 9:06.
Well, Rich, thank you for the weather report. Here, a quick PSA, folks, a quick PSA.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and now it's time to do the name game. Name game for 9 o'clock. Thank you again, Rich. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that fall weather. The name game for 9 o'clock hour. Carrie Newton. Carrie Newton, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour. Again, Carrie Newton, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. So again, Carrie Newton, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing massage package. Not just one massage, it's one a month for an entire year. Incredible deal. So, Carrie Newton, call 396-5477. News and Views begins in just a moment.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
A new era of SmackDown begins on Fox. Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrate 20 years of SmackDown.
Go crazy in this right there.
The greatest live event in entertainment.
Friday Night SmackDown, 20th anniversary, premieres tomorrow on Fox. Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Vic's Children's knows that kids ask a lot of questions, especially when they're sick.
Mom, what's red dye 33?
Artificial food coloring.
What's high fructose corn syrup?
Processed sugar.
Some are surprising.
Can I have alcohol?
Definitely not. Are you reading this somewhere?
My cough syrup label.
Vic's Children's remove these unnecessary additives to build a better children's cough medicine. So you can answer.
When will I feel better?
Soon.
Dump these additives and keep the relief with new Vicks Children's Cough and Congestion. Use as directed.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4499. That's promo code 4499 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butts, ladies and gentlemen. The president is on fire.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red?
That's true. That's a good question there, Nickelback. Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack is, of course, out today because he's a big TV star, and this is the day that he films. But we have a good cast of characters here. We have first, to my left, I have to introduce first, April Marie Fogel has come back today. Thank you for being here.
Nice to be back.
Good.
Even if it did require me to wake up ridiculously early.
Are you not a morning person?
I am not a morning person by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no. I've become painful. A morning person.
But when you are driving an hour and a half to come down to visit Joey, you get up before the sun does.
I will remember your commitment.
I appreciate
that. You'll be
that.
Duly rewarded. Okay. And not with cash. I don't have much. But, like, something. I'll figure something out.
You will put me on air with a porn star?
Well, yes. And our other guest, Frisco Riverstone. How you doing, man?
Hey, Joey. I've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you, too. I mean, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is...
Hug.
I know. We were doing a regular Thursday thing in the evening, and the Joey Clark Radio Hour, that's no longer...
A thing?
A thing.
Who's doing that hour?
I think David Ernest and Rusty Aldridge, Health and Wealth with Ernest Financial. Good program. Check it out, folks. Check it out. But yeah, how you doing, Frisco?
Doing good. Doing good. I actually am a morning person, so I'm on it. I'm on it today.
Okay. Okay. We're going to all make this work, and we can start off with, well, a recap of what happened yesterday. Now, I have to get all my ducks in a row here, but it is very interesting what the President of the United States did yesterday. I mean, first, well, he begins his day in a fairly innocuous way. Dare I say presidential. Presidential. Where he gets up and he's sitting in the Oval Office and he's meeting with the President of Finland. And here's just some of the audio. Sounds like a normal day, doesn't it, folks?
He's become a friend of mine. We've gotten to know each other well, the president of Finland, and we have many things to discuss, including trade and military and purchases and a lot of different very exciting events. So we'll have a long time together today. We'll then be having lunch. I think we're going to be seeing the media right afterwards and say a few words. But it's an honor, Mr. President, to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm waiting for our discussions.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
See, he's a man of few words, and he gets it done. That's what I like about him. That's what I like about him.
So it seems like pretty anyway, okay, pretty you, normal diplomacy. You have a world leader in, you show up the Oval Office, which has been said to be one of the most intimidating rooms on Earth. Like, it was designed to be intimidating and to really put the focus on the president to seem powerful. And then with the threat of military force and, you know, aid packages that you can give or take away, which both it seems like, you know, this administration has done and Democrats in the Senate have done. Everybody who runs American politics loves to extort people. That's why when I hear about, and we'll get into corruption later at the local level. You have a new piece out, right, April?
I do.
To me, politics, extortion's just part of the thing. We try to keep it at a...
We just don't call it that.
Right. It's just taxation or other things like that. But
We use friendlier names for that.
Right, right. I hope that our protection racket and service racket actually protects and serves. And we do the best we can. We have this lovely thing called representative government and democracy. And we, as we were talking yesterday, April, try to use the grassroots, especially when we get angry about something.
When they feel the heat, they see the light. We people are the heat.
But in general, I'm not naive enough to think, well, extortion goes on all the time. When you have all this money being taken from people and put into this one place, it's... Side note, real quick. Did you see yesterday that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, before we keep going into the President's Day, because it's a juicy day, a beautiful day, beautiful day.
What did she do this time?
She backed up Bernie Sanders, who, other news, if you didn't hear yesterday, he had two stents put in. Yeah. He was having chest pains, and I mock Bernie all the time, but, I mean, he's a father, he's a person, I hope he gets well. Probably doesn't bode well for his presidential hopes, but get healthy.
Right.
He, the other day, said, billionaires should not exist. Billionaires should not exist. Of course, millionaires who write books about how billionaires shouldn't exist should exist. AOC doubled down and said, billionaires shouldn't exist. Nobody should have $1 billion. And it got me thinking, how much on that, like, say she's running energy. She's on the energy committee in the House, AOC is. How much money is in the budget for just the energy committee? I'm sure it's over $1 billion. So billionaires who privately earn their money by providing a great product or service to people that actually want it and voluntarily give their money for that service or product, they shouldn't exist. Like the Waltons, for instance, an economist named Nordhaus.
How dare you be successful in our nation?
I know. And this guy.
You have the nerve.
William Nordhaus did a study that all the tech and innovations that the Walton family came up with, like how you sort inventory and distribute goods.
The barcodes, all that.
All that stuff. He estimated that the Waltons have reaped 2% out of the benefit of what that's provided to society. So the other 98% goes to other businesses, other people, efficiencies, cost savings. The Waltons take 2% off the top. Now, don't get me wrong, that 2% is a lot of money. Billions and billions of dollars. But AOC and Bernie Sanders and our socialist friends on the left, and friends they are, they're just wrong, they think that those people shouldn't exist for creating great things and taking 2% of what they created.
But people who take money through taxation and other means...
That's okay.
That's okay, and it should be not
a
billion.
Government-sanctioned theft and riches right there.
Trillions of dollars. They should have trillions of dollars at their disposal, and they should have, like, dark budgets to move money all around the world, and, oh, it's great stuff.
It's painful is what it is.
It really is.
And then you look at her, AOC, and you say, why? Why would anybody vote to give this woman any kind of authority to deal with budgets? Like, yeah. No.
Well, I mean, she's younger than I am. That's freaky, isn't it?
Well, I don't mind the age thing. It's the complete dismissal of reality and facts and understanding of economics. Hmm. Those things bother me.
Fair enough.
I'm funny that way. Yeah. But I'm still waiting for the Democrat to tell me how much money is too much money for me to earn. Okay? At what point...
That's $1 billion.
At what point... Well, let me get there and I'll tell you if that's enough, right? I once posted when they were, remember when the one percenters were the evil people during like the Wall Street protests? Yep. And it was all about I was like, I aspire to be them.
Sure.
Let's not get rid of them. The American dream is I want to work and earn money. And then when I decide to give that money to charities, which I love giving to charities, I support the Humane Society, I support NAMI and mental health issues, I support a lot of things.
Yeah.
I should get to choose where my money goes.
Right.
Not the government. Not AOC, for goodness sake. I should get to choose.
Sounds like Frisco, she believes in this thing called freedom.
Yes.
What a joke.
Crazy.
It's rare.
But yeah, let me get $1 billion, and I will tell you if a billion's too much.
No, I swear, I don't mean to be rude, April, but Frisco, I think she's like internalized. internalized the white supremacist patriarchal structures of our society.
I am a white woman, therefore I am privileged, and in my privilege, I would really like to earn, not steal or otherwise, you know, take other people's money. I want to earn money.
I love earning money. I've internalized those same ridiculous structures as well. Anyway, we're getting off the beaten path.
I'm just cringing at all of it.
Right, it's terrible. It's terrible.
You're cringing at the idea of me being a billionaire?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
The whole mentality that you shouldn't be one.
That I believe in. And I think you can.
I think one should, yeah.
Well, and Frisco and I have had long conversations about identity politics and this whole move by the left in particular. It's frustrating, but we got to get back to, well, how did Trump say other people described him yesterday? He said this yesterday, later in the day. So his day begins all normal.
It was a good day for Trump. All right.
It was an interesting day, but here's what he said.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Yeah, he was in rare form yesterday. When he's saying stuff like that.
He was on a good one yesterday.
I am a very stable genius. You know, there are some things in life you shouldn't have to say, right? Like, I shouldn't have to say, I am smart, dang it. Because if you are defending your intelligence, chances are you're having some trouble there. If you are saying, I am stable.
Right.
I don't know.
I think it's part of his shtick, though.
It is
his shtick. It's he has to know how crazy and goofy that is. I mean, just from, you know, you entered in with Nickelback's photograph. I mean, just that post yesterday that he made, you can tell that he's having fun with all of this.
Let's tell folks about that. That he took the Joe Biden. Biden said, I didn't talk to my son. I didn't talk to my son about his business dealings, so a photo was found of Joe Biden in 2014.
It's the photo that went across the world yesterday.
It's the photo of Biden on the golf course with his son, Hunter, and Devin Archer, one of the other members of the board on Burisma. So they were all golfing together. They didn't talk about it.
Wasn't there a hangar meeting that happened during the last election cycle where the... remember that?
Oh, with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. Yeah. All these meetings seem to happen off the books, but this photo of Biden and his son's business partner on the board of Burisma that was being investigated by the Ukrainian... Anyway.
The photograph broke on Sean Hannity late, not last night, but the night before. Right. Sean Hannity put it out there. The next day, it's on every news outlet, and it's kind of like, really cringy, because there's the clip of him saying they never discussed it, and then there's a clip of him playing golf with the guys that he said he did not discuss it with.
I'm sure they just, you know, played golf.
So then the president...
That's it. And they didn't talk.
So then the president, I guess it was on Instagram, or was it on Twitter?
Everywhere.
Twitter took it down, I heard.
What?
But it was... It was the music video, the kind of cringy Nickelback music video.
I've got it pulled up, and you can see it from afar there, April. It's that shot right there at the beginning of the video. Look at this photograph!
And he's holding out a photograph, and it's him and the girl, but instead, President Trump put the photograph of Joe and Hunter Biden playing golf and played it.
Yeah, and it's just like a 10-second meme or something like that. It's a short little, and it went viral. All these like rock music publications, everybody's sharing this thing.
I mean, I had liberal friends of mine.
That's kind
of
fantastic, actually.
Retweet it and say this was kind of genius.
So he might be, and I think your theory is usually right, April, when you have to say, I'm really smart. I have the best words. I'm very stable. I'm not crazy. I swear I'm not crazy. It's usually a sign, a warning sign. But in this case, when he keeps doing stuff like this, and with the day he had yesterday...
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
You know, I don't know. It's also a
home... You know what? Here's the thing. He could be... Yeah, he could be a genius. I don't think there's anybody who would say he's exactly stable.
Fair enough.
Stable to me is, you know, is a
very
level of, yeah. And I tell my children this, you know, I have three children. I've got a 10-month-old, a 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And I try to teach them to take deep breaths, control their emotions, not react to things. I don't think Trump ever learned that.
Right.
That's a stability of a stability. That is a sign of stability when you can go, maybe I shouldn't tweet this.
Well, going back to the next, so he says that, and then the following 17 minutes.
Oh, it's so good.
The Finnish, what is it, a prime minister or president?
President.
The Finnish president, literally immobile, standing there while he then rails in, completely unstable. It was pure gold.
Wait, but I don't know. I mean, listen to this. After they're sitting in the Oval Office in the morning. The Finnish president and Donald J. Trump. And they're sitting there, and I think, you know, they have this nice meeting, like, he's a man of few words, that's why I like him. We're going to get the job done. He's great. Wonderful. And then the press starts talking, and he goes in, he starts to do his warm-up act. He's workshopping his attacks on Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff. And then they ask about what he said, and the story's actually from writers at the New York Times. He falsely says it's from the Washington Post, but it doesn't matter. They're all corrupt and fake.
I think he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
But, I mean, you're claiming that he's not all that stable, April, but listen to this. This sounds incredibly stable to me.
That I wanted a wall, but I wanted a moat. A moat, whatever that is. Not a word
whatever
I used,
that
but
is.
They used it. A moat. And in the moat, I wanted alligators and snakes. And I wanted the wall to be a fence, and I wanted it to be electrified. And I wanted sharp spikes at the top, so if anyone gets it, it goes piercing through their skin, is somewhat the way they said it. Skin-piercing spikes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want that whole wall to be electrocuted.
Right.
And, sir, you never said that. They came to me, the comms people. They came to me yesterday. And they said, did you say this? I said, why are you asking that stupid question? Because the fake news media is saying that you said this in a book. I said, what book? And they said, Washington Post. I said, well, obviously it's fake because almost everything the Washington Post does is fake.
And then he continued on an attack against Jeff Bezos. Said it's just, but that's just the warm-up act. He later in the day at the joint press conference for the Finnish president and him are, you know, very official, the two podiums. He goes into, and this is the only way I can describe it, my boss told me I shouldn't talk about wrestling, but Donald Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame. The wrestling war started back up last night.
Yep.
And so Donald Trump cut what I can only describe as the greatest heel promo ever for 20 minutes in front of the Finnish president, who's standing there, and I'm expecting like the music from The Office to come in. Like, it's just this most, he doesn't know how to handle this. So we'll get to that in just a second, because it's glorious.
Nobody should ever give that man a mic for more than 5 to 7 minutes.
I disagree.
I love it.
I think it is. I mean, and this is the great thing about Trump, too. He's polarizing in a way that makes people talk.
Absolutely.
It's very effective. And there will be people that always hate the Republican president, let alone Donald Trump. There will be people that always hate the Democratic president. So that's kind of baked into the cake. But if you can be a guy that people sort of love to hate, what's the old thing about Howard Stern? People who love Howard listen for an hour. People that hated Howard listen for two.
Yep.
That's fair.
And so Trump gets people's attention. He controls the cycle. Well, I mean, some might say...
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Right.
He's an unstable genius.
I mean, the entire media attacks him on the daily, constantly. And I think he said this yesterday. It was only he could really put up with it day after day after day. The Russia hoax, now all this. And he still fights back. Most people would be shaking, nervous. Oh, my gosh, this is so horrible. And he just did a 17-minute just... I mean, just went back on him, just laid it down.
Right, and the reason I'm bringing all this up, I'm laying out this whole big thing, folks. And 272-9228, we're already getting calls. 272-9228, if you want to join the conversation, whether you agree.
Please don't call me and tell me Donald Trump is not... that Donald Trump is sane.
Call up and say that Joey's right and Frisco's right. Or you can agree with April Marie. I'm sorry for just calling you April.
You're okay.
I had an ex-girlfriend that she had the first name thing.
It's a double name thing, yeah.
I apologize, April.
Drink more coffee.
I will. I've got that energy drink there. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Call us.
I love our nation. I love a lot of the things our president does.
Yes.
But if he could just take down the crazy a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, he can still be crazy. He just needs to be a little less.
You know what? He's like a wild stallion.
I am what I am.
I think
I am what I am.
We had 8 years of the politically correct, words that were written for him. Obama had everything. I mean, he's a smooth talker.
I get it.
And now it's like, it's comedy. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
You know what? But the presidency isn't supposed to be comedic. We're not supposed to wake up in the morning.
Who says?
We're not supposed to wake up as a nation in the morning and be like, oh man, what do you do now?
But especially, it's not like the results are horrible. I mean, look at the economy. Look at the unemployment. I mean, it's like we're better off, right?
Better foreign policy than all the smooth talkers of both parties from the last 3 decades.
You know,
everybody seems fake except for him. I'll tell you right now, he's pretty much speaking the truth. He's not really smooth talking anybody.
And when he tries to smooth talk.
He's speaking the truth, except when he says he's things like, I'm a stable genius.
See, but he does it in a way that's so transparent.
And he did it to
like
get you,
and
April
we're
Marie,
all
worked up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
It's so entertaining. So entertaining. But let's go to East of the Rockies real quick. Hey, East, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm having a blast listening to this. Hey, look, my 18-year-old sent me that tweet. I've got it on my phone now if you want me to forward it.
The photograph tweet?
The photograph tweet, yeah. I'll forward it to you on Facebook. But look, April Marie, I think one of the things that Donald J. Trump is most talented at as a real estate developer is living rent-free in people's heads.
Jeez. You know?
That's so true.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing how he can say just a few things and everybody's talking about it, everybody's thinking about it, even if it's repulsive to them. His tweeting annoys my wife no end. I don't tweet. But, you know, as a communicator and as somebody who studies communication, I am just fascinated by some of the stuff that he does. Well, I don't necessarily imitate him, but wow.
Well, and maybe that's his thing, saying he's a stable genius in a sense that that's his tactic. He gets people to talk. He gets people, whether you hate it or love it, we're sitting here talking about it right now. And in a sense, that's kind of genius.
Here's my position on this is I would love to have a Donald Trump out there. It's just that I don't want him to be the leader of the free world. Like, I love the attention. Mm-hmm. I love the attention-seeking behavior. But I don't know that the day after day after day of this nonsense is what we should have as the face of our country.
I think you can look at some of his track record, all the deregulation.
Oh, no, I am all for that.
So he can be goofy and funny on Twitter because that's how he connects to you and me and everybody else because we all know the fake news media is not going to report.
Right.
So he connects to us on a funny level and then he turns around and does
his policies. His policy and his executive branch, or his administration, has been incredible.
April Marie, I'm going to tell you that Donald J. Trump is kind of like the kid that you said you were going to go to the prom with. You've already had your pictures made. You've got their corsage. You have to deal with it, at least until the evening's over. You know, and that's, look, I understand. I hear you. When somebody comes to me and says, hey, this is interesting, it's probably not. You know? But to me, it is just absolutely fascinating. And Ronald Reagan does the same thing. I mean, everybody back in the 80s, you may be too young to remember this, but everybody always, he's senile, he's going mad, all this kind of stuff. No, he was brilliant. He's just absolutely
Do you think
brilliant.
History that, books are going to show Trump as brilliant?
No, I know he's brilliant. He's got $20 billion. I mean, you know, if he's made AOC. Now, am I a big Trump fan? I mean, you know, was he my first choice? No. No. But as far as the communicator, he is hitting his mark.
That's well, true. That's true. We're all talking about him. And you know what? He can keep the media on their toes like nobody's business. That is to be commended because the media these days is so awful. I say this as somebody who owns a news site. The media these days is so awful.
Well, and really,
I do appreciate that about him.
I think he is a reaction to that. And East, I got to run. I appreciate the call and the conversation. Again, number 272-9228. I think as somebody who's been part of a news junkie for, I don't know, since 2008, I have noticed that all the freak-out churn of the 24/7 news cycle was happening way before Donald Trump. He just happens to enter into it, and he knows that whatever he says, even the most innocuous, stable, benign thing...
He has learned to manipulate them.
Right. They're going to spin it no matter what he does, so why not be crazy and say I'm stable? It's going to drive him nuts.
It is. Well,
I think that's the strategy.
And honestly, this kind of speaks volumes, too. You've got people like Kamala Harris sitting here calling for him to be banned from Twitter because, you know, free speech and all.
Right.
but it's funny. I mean, it's obviously affecting people. I mean, she's so affected by it that she's running for president asking for the current president to be silenced.
Well, and let me run to, like, I think that's absurd, but let me run to an agreement with you, April Marie, in the sense that when he says, Adam Schiff, we should look into him for treason. I'm like, no, let's keep treason. And it's not just Trump doing it. All these folks are throwing out words like treason.
Yeah.
From Democrats and Republicans. Let's keep that to like folks who join ISIS.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the literal definition of treason.
People who steal military records and make them published.
Right.
You know, public that put our troops.
These sorts of things. But here, 272-9228 is the number. We're going to keep going with the saga of Donald Trump yesterday. And the reason we're going to do this is because it's driving actual news stories. For instance, Adam Schiff.
Shifty Schiff.
Adam Schiff had pre-knowledge of the whistleblower's complaint before the complaint was even crafted, and we suspect that Schiff might have helped write it, or somebody Schiff knew helped write it. It seems all too organized. It seems all, well, it seems like a plot. Anyway, we got to hit a break here. This part of the program has been brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He loves to help both buyers and sellers here in the local River Region real estate market. And let me tell you why you need to use Eddie Bader. In one word, service. Eddie has your best interest in mind at all times. He's always working on your behalf. He's not just one of these agents going to, you know, hammer a sign in front of your yard and sit by the phone. He's connecting buyers and sellers all throughout his network. He's one of the top-notch agents out there, but he's also a down-to-earth guy, very easy to work with. You can call him anytime, 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader. And he will usually pick up right away, hey, it's Eddie, what's up, how can I help you? Or if you leave a message, they get right back to you. You'll hear the lovely voice of his wife, Susanna. So give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662. And you can find listings like this great place out at the Waters, 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath, at 11 Pier Street and Pike Road. It's an amazing community and at a great, great price. That's just a sample of what Eddie Bader for the Goodson Group can do for you. So give him a call, 322-0662. Oh, and, you know, I've learned from personal experience, he's pretty darn good at managing properties as well. So give him a call, 322-0662. We got to hit this break real quick. Those on hold, hold your positions. 272-9228 is the number to join our conversation. More news and views from 9 to noon coming back. This is where I grew up. I think the president would have fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without the second floor is on the sneak. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future.
Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Tonight on CBS, evil is the new drama dozens of critics have two words for. Must watch.
Wow. What do you want
from me? It's masterful. The show you have to see. It's the best thing out there this season.
So, what are we watching?
A new episode of Evil. After a night of all-new comedy, tonight only CBS.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm an alligator.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, usually Jack Campbell is here, but, well, he's a big TV star on Thursdays. April Marie Fogle is in studio, as is Frisco Riverstone. And we're following Trump's day yesterday because it led to a lot of news. What's happening with this impeachment cycle? I mean, every day in my email, I'm getting stuff from the New York Times, the Washington Post. Here's what happened with impeachment news today. And it's never ending. So Trump sort of, I think, threw down the gauntlet yesterday at this press conference, and we'll get to that, as the Finnish president stood there dumbfounded, and Trump's like, ask him a question. Stop talking to me. But here, let me filibuster for 10 minutes. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was one of the greatest heel promos I've ever seen. He really put it out there. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Marilla. Hey, Marilla, how are you?
Hi, good. Oh, this is a fun topic. I think Trump is crazy like a fox is crazy. Yeah, yeah. Number one, this is how I look at it. And I think when he says that people say I'm a stable genius, this is how I look at it. Look at his children. You have to have been an amazing parent to have kids as polished and as strong as these kids are. Look at Joe Biden's kid. I won't even go there. Anyway...
fair enough.
Then look at how he went through bankruptcies and came out on top, and how he went through this horrible 2.5 years of his presidency, and he doesn't seem to panic or get all upset or cry, or he just outsmarts them every time. So, I mean, that's what I think of as a stable genius. To go through the election that he went through and come out on top. He doesn't panic. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't get mad. He doesn't cry. He just outsmarts them. So that, to me, is a stable genius. You know, and plus,
to accomplish everything
he's accomplished in these 2 years with the headwinds that he's had, unprecedented headwinds.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that the mainstream media is just bought and paid for by Soros and some other billionaires that are hell-bent on destroying him because he is getting to the bottom of the swamp,
Right, and I think there's a distinction on what type of genius he is. Like, all people think genius only has to be academic. People read books and write books and...
Well, he has academic credentials, too.
Well, he does.
He excelled in school.
Right. Yeah. But I think his genius comes more in being a man of action and having killer instincts and being a master persuader.
People instincts.
I have to agree with you on this, on that stability. You're right. It's he gets thrown all this stuff at him, and the way he handles it, you're right. He doesn't run and cry. There's no, I mean, he handles it daily, day after day, and outsmarts
him. Most people would be exhausted in the mental institution just about.
I can't think of anybody else who could do that, who could put up, you know, especially in the political world. If it wasn't him, let's see, who else would be in that seat that could handle that type of heat?
Well, and look at his hair. Usually president's hair starts to turn gray. It's still beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think he's having fun.
That's
stability to me. I mean, I don't care how he acts on Twitter or if he's not polished enough. Newt Gingrich put it the best I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. He said, if you're having a horrible raccoon problem in your basement, do you want a smooth, clean guy that's very ineffectual and ineffective, or do you want the cigar-smoking, belly-hanging-out guy that can get the job done?
Person
I want the
two.
Guy that can
number
get the job done.
Yeah.
I want
care.
There to be better options.
That's fair enough, too. I appreciate the call, Marilyn. Really do.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Have a good day.
I mean, wait.
You upset her, April Marie.
No, I didn't. I hope I didn't upset you. Thank you for calling in. I just,
but
you know.
But there are no other options.
Right.
Can we just have Pence speak up a little bit more every now and again?
That's actually the one critique I'll hear from like folks like yourself, April Marie, is in the sense that it's like, I'm not saying the Democrats are better than Trump, but I'm saying,
oh no, the Democrats are completely terrible.
We can have a little better, but I'm having so much fun watching Donald Trump. I don't agree with everything. I really don't.
Nobody could.
But I just find it so much fun.
And it is fun.
Yeah. But you know what, too? You got to look at it from the other angle. All these whacked out CNN, all the liberal news media, they're getting clicks and hits, right? This is a total moneymaker for everybody. And so the more outrageous and more scandalous they make something about Trump, the more clicks they get, which means more revenue. And it's really a business, and that's all it is. And that's why it's kind of like, when you really look at it, are they really that outraged? And we start talking about maybe they're mentally ill. And then you realize, no, this is all entertainment.
Right.
And this is all driven by what? Ads. And who's paying the most? The ones with the most clicks.
He understands this.
Yes.
And people like get down. You were mean to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Number one, Arnold can handle himself. Yeah. But even Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't keep The Apprentice going. Only Donald Trump could. Only Donald Trump. Only me.
I can't get over this voice.
I love doing the voice.
I can't.
But he went in rare form yesterday. But look at this, a full board of calls. You can keep trying, folks, 272-9228. But it's going to be busy for a second. So very quickly, let's go to Charles. We've got to hit a break in just a moment. Hey, Charles, how are you?
Doing great. Well, I got 2 points. First of all, I wouldn't have had my second one until I heard you say about treason. Everything that they did with that Russian collusion.
Yeah.
With Stroke and all of them, that's the very definition of treason.
I think it would be sedition.
I'm sorry?
Sedition. I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I think on these two things, sedition would be kind of undermine the current government. Treason would be aiding and abetting an enemy of the United States. So the Americans who joined ISIS, treason. If these folks went illegally and tried to overthrow us, sedition. I just get nervous about the treason word being thrown around because it's a serious issue, and if somebody commits treason, they probably deserve death. So it's
The thing is, when you're trying to overthrow a sitting president and you're actually maliciously trying to do that, let's just honestly think about what our founding fathers would have called it. But anyway, that's a mute point.
Sure.
Everybody has their opinion. As far as Donald Trump and his tweeting, like we said yesterday, we all know how eccentric he is. But the thing is, you got to ask yourself. And it's really not funny when you think about it. Here's a man that is a billionaire. He can lay around all day and have everything brought to him. But he is trying to better our country. And from day one, actually before day one, he has had roadblock after roadblock thrown up in front of him. He's been called everything under the book, you know. I'm out of breath from advertising.
That's
his
good.
Family has been drawled, you know, into it. I mean, it has just been malicious. The attack, you know, Republicans can't even go out and protest and without being attacked by groups like Antifa, other groups that have been fueled by Democrats. There is nothing funny about that. That is outright, you know, it won't affect you and me, Joey.
Right, right.
We'll be dead and gone. It's going to be our kids, man.
Right.
It's going to be our grandchildren. It's going to be if you ever get married and have children, man.
Well, let me rush to agree with you, Charles, in the sense that in the moment, I find Trump highly entertaining and hilarious. But in the long term, but in the long term effects of the polarization that's going on, I think nationalizing every issue does not help us. I think we're being divided more and more by our fights over federal power, because we see it's almost like we're all under siege, and if we don't win the power, then the other side gets it, and so it just fuels on top of itself. And I hope, what I'm hoping is, Trump is not only a symptom of this polarization, but he's actually partly a remedy. It's kind of like this country needs a little bit of a guy who's ready to cut up. And the amazing thing is this, it hit me this morning. This guy's been president now for almost 3 years, but he's still treated as an outsider, not as the authority. It's amazing how that still it works for him. And it's true. They still don't accept him as one of their own. I'm talking about the establishment elites or the plutocrats, whatever you want to call them. He, even though he's president, is still not treated really as the leader of the free world by a lot of the country.
Partially because he doesn't act like it.
See, but I don't think there's any prescribed way to act presidential. That's a whole other conversation, and we're running
a
long time.
Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled, because I have a lot of friends of different cultures.
Yeah.
And they're sick of how the Democrats are doing. And so when you see all this, these fake polls and stuff like that, you can't believe that, because majority of the United States, Joey, we all want to live in harmony. We just want to work, pay our bills for our family, get some sort of education, whatever we can afford. And we just want to have the American dream of living in peace, liberty, and you know, the rate it's been going, and it's very plain in our sight. Democrats don't want that. They want chaos. They want division. They want hatred. They, you know, look how the squad, the people that have been elected, how anti-Semitic they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if a Republican was making those remarks about Jewish people, I mean, man, that would all would eat up the news for 6 months.
Very true.
I mean, it's really sickening, man.
Well, Charles, I really appreciate the call. I'm running out of time. I got to go.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate that call. And I think there's a lot of truth in what he just said. I mean, let's be clear, though. There are a lot of just average Democrats who voted Democrat because their family has, and they're not Antifa. They're not the crazy identity politics. They're not the squad. And they're often people who either sat out the last election or they voted for Donald Trump, but they're still Democrats. So we got to be clear. Let's not cut against both points you made, Charles, in the sense that most people in this country, no matter your political party, just want to live, have a good life, enjoy their life, have a good family, good job, these sorts of things.
Well, with all this impeachment stuff, I mean, the bottom line is the Democrats can't win the 2020 election right now. I mean, look at their front runners. Got folks in the hospital. We've got Joe Biden, all his scandal. So the next step is they're literally engaging in an active coup. I mean, I think that this whole impeachment scream is literally an active coup to overthrow a sitting president of the United States, because that's all they have left.
Right.
And I think that a lot of moderate Democrats are seeing that, too. I've just heard some chatter between some of my friends. I've got some really liberal friends and some fairly moderate, and they get it. I think the average people see this and go, this is kind of crazy.
It's too over the top, and a point Charles made is a fantastic one. The polls you see, folks, whether it's for Trump's approval or impeachment support or what people want on single payer health care or whatever, polls that are given out by the media very publicly are not to give you accurate information. They're to influence your opinion.
Right. Yeah, the polls can be made to say anything a pollster wants them to say.
They also come right on the heels of a certain current event. So therefore, obviously, something happens and then they pull you. And it's kind of like, well, is that their general consensus, or is that something in the heat of the moment they just pulled, you know, 50 people and that's what they said?
Well, and also the very accurate polls are the ones they keep secret and they pay a lot of money for.
Yeah.
I mean, the polls that they put out, I mean, there was one during Clinton's impeachment with the whole dalliance with Monica and all that stuff that went down in the Oval Office. The idea that they would poll people and go, are you less moral than President Clinton? About the same moral as President Clinton, or more moral than me? Who cares? It's just,
How does that make any judgment on him?
Like, it's all entertainment.
Well, and look at the polls. That how many polls showed President Trump winning? There were not a lot of those.
I don't think maybe one or two. If any.
Yeah.
But here we got to hit a break. This part of the program has been brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I went down there the other day, met Mike Jenkins. Great guy. They're at 38 East Jefferson Street. So, folks, if you work downtown, it's a great place to take your car. They're about 2-3 blocks east of the alley of that little water tower right there. Just go down East Jefferson. There's Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Their motto is great. We always deliver and we always exceed customer expectations, and they do because they mostly service commercial vehicles and commercial fleets for other businesses, which means they have top-notch, state-of-the-art equipment that can really help, you know, the everyday driver. It can cover all makes and models. They can do anything from tire repairs, whether it's rotation or, you know, patching up a tire or just completely new tire installation, to air conditioning repair and air filters. And you can go in for a monthly checklist. That's what I love, is that I ran into the habit, it's a bad habit, of not even paying attention to my car. And then all of a sudden, oh, something's wrong. Where do I go? And I go into some shop I don't even know, and I'm not sure if they're giving me a good deal or a raw deal. You just don't know. Go to people that you can trust, that you can build a relationship with. That's Mike Jenkins and the team over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Give them a call, 265-0792, 265-0792, or check them out online. You can make an appointment online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Now, did y'all hear my new theme for the whistleblower?
No.
Because it's all hearsay for the most part. Yeah, it's a new principle they actually put in before he filed this complaint, the whistleblower did. It's called the REO Speedwagon exception. We'll be right back.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice fall air is just a few days away, but not right away. Today's high, upper 90s to near 100. Upper 90s again tomorrow. Record highs expected again, both today and tomorrow. Rain chances, not zero. Maybe a couple of showers on the radar. Rain chances, generally 20% or less both days. Saturday's high, 95. Sunday's high, 91. Rain chances, tiny, under 20% Saturday. And widely scattered storms on Sunday. Then Monday and Monday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state. That will usher in some significantly cooler air. Low 80s for a high by the time Tuesday and Wednesday get here. Lows at night around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Cryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark in studio with me, April Marie Vogel. Frisco Riverstone, getting all serious off air. Just turned into like a therapy couch.
It did.
Tell me about your childhood. Anyway, let's go to the phones very quickly. But before we do, this part of the program is brought to you by New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating over on the Atlanta Highway, home of the original approved historical colors. And of course, they're an authorized Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. It's where the pros go. Brian Carr, the owner. And then I met the other day, Brett Lanham. He's a great young guy, lots of energy. He loves paint. I've never seen somebody so excited for paint. It's incredible. But one thing they do that's great is once you become a customer, say 5 years later, you need to go back. I need to touch up the wall. I loved what we did 5 years ago. They keep your records on file so you can get the exact paint and color to match, to do touch-ups, clean and well-stocked showroom. And again, they save those customer files forever, as long as they can. And they have the best eyes for color selection and matching existing colors. They do a great job, especially when you have to live up to the historical standards for the Historical Association. I know a little about that. Mm-hmm. It's serious business, and they do a great job. So check them out. New Look Decorating. You can go to newlookdecoratingcenter.com or check them out by giving them a phone call. And you can go either visit them in their showroom in Atlanta Highway or give them a call, 271-0007, 271-0007. New Look Decorating. Fine folks sponsoring this program. Quickly, let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, I don't want to keep you waiting.
That's right. That's fine, man. Let me say, oh, Brett is such a good guy. I work with him all the time over there.
Yeah, you are a painter. You know.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, they're perfect. Me and Brett have worked on some magnificent finishes, all kinds of faux finishes. And he's a good musician, too. Very good. He knows music theory.
Well, we're going to have to jam sometime.
You can't not find the question this man does not know music theory answer to. And I used to be a music teacher. He's good. And he really loves to study it. I just love to play, Joey. I don't give a damn about all the rules. You know what I mean?
It's just by ear.
Although I've learned them. Who is your female guest?
April Marie.
April Fogel. Marie with Alabama Today.
Ah, April.
April Marie.
I'm sorry I'm going to give you hell like the other callers have.
I like that. That's
Trump
okay.
Is